Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Britt Brandon and Zach Allen with the Martin Memorial Foundation Lifesavers. The Lifesavers will be hosting their annual Goombay Bash on Saturday, July 20th at the Jensen Beach Causeway Park. Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Glad
to be here.
Zach, you actually work for the foundation. Give me a brief overview of what a foundation does.
The foundation is the philanthropic arm of the hospital. So our task is to go out and raise money for different projects, services provided by the health system. Martin Health System is a nonprofit, so we provide services to everyone that walks through our doors. So that's our duty, is to raise money, and we do that through different types of things like Goombay Bash.
And Britt, you were with the Lifesavers. What do they do specifically?
The Lifesavers are a volunteer committee that join together to raise funds for the Martin Health Systems, the hospitals that are located in Stuart, as well as the new one being built in Tradition. And the funds raised go to benefit the neonatal intensive care units, as well as the mother-baby programs that we have within the hospitals.
Your involvement with the Lifesavers is very personal. Tell me how it came about.
In 2011, I delivered my son at Martin Memorial Hospital in Stuart, and he was 4 weeks early. So we had him in the neonatal intensive care unit for 9 days, and he received the most amazing care from the best staff, and they had the most amazing equipment and technology available to them, which we later found out was all because of the Goombay Bash and the funds that are raised by this amazing committee and this wonderful annual event.
And the money you raised, do you know in advance what it'll be used for? Is it just go into a general fund for children neonatal concerns?
We do. Every year we task the actual maternal child and pediatric rehab departments to come up with a wish list of projects and services, and then we present that to the Lifesavers. And it's their duty then to decide which projects they think would be of interest to them and the community. So once we do that, they go out and promote what we're doing. Over the past 2 years, we've been raising money for Tradition Medical Center and labor and delivery postpartum recovery rooms. And that's a $300,000 project, and we're well on our way to meeting that goal.
I'm speaking today with Britt Brandon and Zach Allen with the Martin Memorial Foundation Lifesavers. Their annual Goombay Bash will take place on Saturday, July 20th. Britt, what is that evening going to be like? Set the scene for me.
Well, this year we're having it in the same location as last year, under the Jensen Beach Causeway Bridge. We're having a Polynesian-themed party. It's casual, island-themed. Last year we had over 600 people. This year, Event Makers is making it possible to expand the venue and have over 800 people in attendance. We have local vendors supplying all of the food. That's amazing every year. There's going to be wonderful music, and we're looking forward to an amazing party.
I'm sure an event like this must need a lot of sponsors. Are you still looking for sponsors?
We are, and we're actually holding our annual sponsor party to thank our sponsors for contributing to the event. And the sponsor party is going to be held at the Inyo Riverside Parks Mansion at Tuckahoe on Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m.
So there's still a little bit of time for potential sponsors to get in touch with you. How about tickets? What are they going for?
Tickets are $100 a piece. But if you decide to opt for a $500 sponsor package, you can have the two tickets included and have VIP access. It's just going to be an amazing, fun party that goes to benefit the babies and the moms in the community.
I've been speaking today with Britt Brandon and Zach Allen with the Martin Memorial Foundation Lifesavers. If you'd like to find out more about the upcoming Goombay Bash, you'll see contact information on our website, WQCS.org. Britt and Zach, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.